the rest of the story. A study of history makers is as much an examination of their anxieties as their braveries. Take Charles Stewart Parnell, a name synonymous with 19th century Irish nationalism, a leader in the struggle for Irish home rule. But he also had a phobia. He had a dislike of something so intense that he could not bear to be near it. Few personalities are so immaculately associated with Ireland as Charles Stewart Parnell. Before his thread appeared in the tapestry of Irish nationalism, the question of self-government for Ireland was mostly academic. Parnell made Irish autonomy a practical political issue, even converted one of two great British parties to his cause. He was only 28 when elected to Parliament. His policy? Obstruct English legislation to draw attention to Ireland's needs. Well, in 2 years, he became president of the Home Rule Confederation of Great Britain. In 2 years more, that would be 113 years ago this October, Parnell became the first president of the National Land League of Ireland. That he had become the most conspicuous figure in Irish politics at such an early age, historians credit to his incredible charisma, his handsome presence, his commanding personality, his powerful appeal, but on a practical level, his radical tactics are what made the difference. The very spirit of Irish independence, Charles Stewart Parnell, impressive, imposing, effective, fearless, not quite fearless, because there's another side to the intensely superstitious Parnell. First, understand that in discussing a man of these almost legendary proportions, it takes diligence to distinguish fact from fiction. For what you're about to hear, we have the written word of Parnell's wife, Catherine. And her words are, he was unreasoning and unreasonable. Certain combinations of numbers, of lights, of circumstances were omens and must be carefully avoided. I'm still quoting her. And there was one aversion in particular, she says. A superstitious dislike of something which over the years became a consuming phobia. It was unlucky, he told everybody. It was unlucky. According to Catherine Parnell, he would not sit in any room that had this in it. The extent to which Parnell's fear was a handicap can only be imagined. It must have been a great extent, considering the omnipresence of that which caused him such anxiety. Well, this St. Patrick's Day, as the attention of Irish men and women is refocused on the old sod, the name Charles Stewart Parnell will emerge many times in reverent conversation. But you will remember that there were two Charles Parnells. One was indeed the fearless 19th century nationalist whose very mention summons the essence of all that is Irish. The other is the phobic Parnell, the man whose fear of something in particular was so great that he allowed no one in his presence ever to wear the color green. And now you know the rest of the story.